presented one of your bills in committee this week, Senator, one dealing with payday loans. Tell us about that.
Yeah, I'm not big on passing a lot of bills, but one of my bills this year that I've introduced would reform the payday loan industry. Probably 12, 15 years ago, the Catholic Conference, another faith organization, and another organization kind of came up with our present bill. And as time's gone on, it's outdated. It needs to be reformed. It needs some revisions. It needs quite a bit of reform. So this bill would stop the rollovers. You could only go in and get one payday loan before people get up to six, and it got them into that cycle. This bill only allows one loan, no rollovers, so it's got to be paid within that period of time. Now, another provision of this bill, it does have an extended pay plan with it that if you cannot make the payment and pay it back all in full, the people have up to 60 days. This is a one-time thing on just one loan once a year. They have up to 60 days to make four equal installments and pay the loan off at that time. During that time, there's no interest charge. Everything just goes on hold. So they have 60 days, 2 months, and to pay the bill off. So that's a provision of it. It changes, make sure there's some pretty strong words in there as far as collecting and not bullying people, not making unprofessional comments or procedures about collecting the money. There's a couple other provisions, so it completely rewrites the bill. And so I'm pleased to handle this. The Silver Hairs, I've got a number of comments from Silver Hair legislators and some emails, phone calls, etc., complimenting me on the bill, telling me it's a great bill, and they're supporting it. The hearing went really good the other day. We had a couple questions, and I'm taking care of those with the legislation. I think we've got something that's going to pass. We've tried for 6 or 8 years to do something and thought we had something worked out several years ago, but the executive branch was not working with us. And so I think at this point they will, and I think we've got a good bill that we can pass that will reform the industry.
I know some of the bills in the past have addressed the interest rates that are paid on payday loans. Does this bill have any effect on that?
No, we're going to let competition take care of that. Something it does address is, and also, if you start putting them out of business, I talked to a former professional football player, a wide receiver, Willie Green, and he was from North Carolina, and they had put the payday loan business people out of business in North Carolina. Well, what happened was ships then went offshore, and then people were borrowing the money from these offshore ships and it's being sent through South Africa. So these people getting the loans were sending their information, their name, bank account number, and Social Security number to South Africa for that money to be deposited. And so if you put them out of business, that's exactly what's going to happen. In rural areas, you'll see that happen, and then you'll see the loan sharks in the metropolitan areas that break arms and break legs if you don't pay the money back, and it won't be at the interest now. It'll be a whole lot more interest. So that will just continue on as far as their interest. We don't regulate interest on what banks can charge or anybody else, and I'm not sure why this should not be the same with them. That's an individual decision whether or not they walk in there and take out that loan. There's some provisions in there that have to state how much it is. I think in 14-point letters up on the wall, they have to tell what the interest rate is, and so people fully understand what they're getting into. The bill also increases their fee. Presently, they pay $300 a year to license. It increases their fee to $500 a year license. They'll still be subject to the same state audits by the Division of Finance. I've talked to the Division of Finance, and they seem to think this is a great step in the right direction. And so I think we're onto something pretty good here.